10 minutes after 4 South African time. It's a beautiful, mashallah, Mubarak Friday morning. Once again, let's welcome our beloved, wonderful listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. And let's welcome our beloved, wonderful listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Today is the 9th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. Our beloved Fadilatul Ustad is in Makupane. That's what Haji Abu Yusuf says, Pot Khitas Ras. So let's welcome him this Friday morning, Yomul Jum'ah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum on Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan, Brother Riyaz Hussain. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the day of Jumu'ah, Friday, the honorable blessed day, the 9th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, verse number 74. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla informs us, وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ. And verily those people who do not believe in the year after, they reject the day of justice, they reject the day of judgment, they don't believe in paradise, they don't believe in the hellfire, they say seeing is believing and believing is seeing. So these are the people who are the enemies of Islam and Muslims. These are the people, the enemies of humanity in reality, because they don't want to accept that which is a reality. So Almighty Allah states, وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَنِ الصِّرَاطِ لَنَاكِبُونَ. So they are the people who are deviating from the path which Almighty Allah has chalked out from them. Every unit of every prayer, the Muslim will recite, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. See, the word sirat is mentioned there as well. Chapter 23, verse number 74. And here in the beginning, chapter Surah Fatiha, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمَ. Oh Allah, you guide us, you lead us, you show us the right path, the correct path, the path that you chalked out for us. What is Sirati Mustaqim and what is the Hidayat? It is that Nur, that radiance, that effulgence, which Almighty Allah, He allows it to enter into the inner recesses of the heart of the person. Then that person can draw a dichotomy, distinction between Haqq and Batil, between truth and falsehood. You see, that when we switch on our car, then sometimes you find the park lights are on, then you find dim lights, then you find the bright lights, then the fog lights, the intelligent lights. So that is what we are begging and asking Almighty Allah. Our inner recesses of our heart must get saturated with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So that is the message of Islam. Everyone should come to the path of Hidayat and true guidance, where we can draw a distinction, dichotomy between truth and falsehood, and then elaborated, expounded upon by the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let us take you around the globe and tell you the latest news. Number one, we go to Pakistan. Very, very sad, tragic incident. Yesterday, whilst former Prime Minister Imran Khan and his group were going, so then one shaitan, what else can we call him? So one certain agent of the government, He tried to assassinate Imran Khan, and he was injured on his foot, but it seems that he's in a stable condition. From the hospital bed, he sent a message to the Pakistani people, 220 million. He said, "See, I, Imran Khan, have tried my level best for our country, Pakistan, in the 17 years I am in politics and so forth. And now I want you, that you must try your level best and so forth." We all are aware that the current government are corrupt people, are people who are imported government crooks, in simple words. They were given money by the West, millions of dollars, and that is how they succeeded in the vote of no confidence and remove Imran Khan. But still, remember, they know if there is a free and fair election this year or early next year, it will be a landslide victory for Imran and his party. We don't say Imran doesn't have faults. We all have faults. But remember, compared to this current lot, he is much better for Pakistan. And you can see that he wants the welfare of the country. So that is where Pakistan stands. We all should be making dua. Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, have mercy. And dua means we supplicate, petition, beg Almighty Allah for the betterment of Pakistan and its people as well. Then we go to the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. So now Bibi is back. So let me tell you one story of Netanyahu, you jutlas. When we told you that Allah has cursed you, غُلَّتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا, Almighty Allah states, Allah has made their hands stingy. In Afrikaans, they say, as Natsu Seinach says, a Jewish. You are stingy just like a Jew. You see, if you know Afrikaans and you know Dutch and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala made them stingy, obviously, majority of them, and they're cursed because of what they say and so forth. They said, Allah is stingy, Allah forbid, aliyazu billah. So this Bibi and his wife, when he was prime minister and Trump was in power there in America, he had no shame. He would take his dirty clothes, his wife's dirty clothes, and they used to get it washed there in the laundry of the White House. You can go and check it up. So this is Bibi's mentality. Remember that. So yesterday he won the elections. Already the bombing started in Gaza. And remember Hamas and so forth. So both sides, remember, there'll be no peace now. There wasn't any peace, but they used to at least try and negotiate. But now you got the far right wing, the settlers, one settler, one bullet will settle many issues. Every one of them who is in this party and their army, and that is a legitimate target, remember that. You steal our land, you demolish our mosque, you steal our mosque, you steal our land, you steal our olive grove, you steal everything basically of ours. So what are we going to do? So therefore, when we hear a jutla is killed or a jutla is injured, we don't say anything else, but we say Alhamdulillah. All praise due to Almighty Allah. La bil qalam wa la bil kalam, bal bil jihad. It's not time to talk and to write and all that against the jutlas there in Israel. It's time for action, because jutlas never want to die. Remember that. For them, they abhor and they detest death. Whilst we Muslims, we look forward to shahadat and martyrdom. We are prepared to meet Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. Number three, America. See how disgraced they are in the whole world. You see, they had a vote, right? Yesterday in the United Nations, right? General Assembly. And they condemn all the countries, 99% condemn America for its embargo against Cuba, the 30th year consecutively in a row. Who are the countries who voted against it? Only America and Israel. Can you believe that? This is the state of play. I told you, jutlas, I told you, American supporters, you are the biggest sponsors and biggest terrorists on this earth. And you can see the whole world votes against you. And they tell you that you are guilty of a crime. That still you continue with your embargo against Cuba. And the whole world votes against you. Two countries voted against, one is America and one is Israel, the illegitimate child, the harami. And if you don't know what is harami, it refers to the big B, you see? So that's what I can tell you. And two countries abstained, one was Brazil and was Ukraine. Ukraine is not a harami child. But Brazil, now you must remember that Lula is playing his card smart. You know, he has to ascertain and establish his power and so forth. So there are still some rows and ructions and so forth. But Lula is our man, 100% pro-Palestinian and anti-Israel. See, I tell you, America supposed to be the big power of this earth. But remember, in 1 month's time, they'll have huge problems regarding their diesel. They're running short and the big acute shortage of diesel there. So you see what's happening? Rishi Rich. Let's go now to Rishi Sunak. You see, Rishi, he told the Jutlas, because he, his father-in-law, they were cutting deals with the Jutlas in Israel. And if you don't know Jutlas, it means them, the Zionist apartheid Jews, right? So they were cutting deals with them. And he said, yes, there's a good case to move the, you know, British embassy there to Jerusalem and so forth. So anyway, at least some sanity prevailed and they shot down that idea and they said the British embassy will not move to Jerusalem. Another nail in the coffin of Israel, the rogue and apartheid terrorist regime. See? And then we go, mashallah, to Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia, remember MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan, for us he's not a Muslim. He's an enemy of Islam and Muslims. But we say, mashallah, because of Makkah, Mukarrama, Madinah, Munawwara, our holy land, and then Masjidul Aqsa there in Jerusalem. These are our holiest places. So yesterday there was a doctor, some Hashimi, and that message went viral. I received it from maybe 20 people or so, and is addressing directly, you know, to MBS. He say, "Ala tattaqillah, don't you fear Almighty Allah? Don't you have any shame? The place where Sahaba and the beloved companions of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam fought and they gave their lives and so forth for the establishment of Islam, you bringing all these haramis, you bringing all these idols competitions, you bringing all these singing stars and so forth and so on. You're a shame and a disgrace to this ummah. And therefore, we tell you that anybody who agrees with MBS is murtad and out of the fold of Islam. And all these Salafi characters, remember, who are on the payroll, you should hang your heads in shame. Remember that. You can't speak. How many times I challenge you? Say publicly, you must remember that they are wrong. The current government of Saudi are wrong and MBS is murtad. Even that much they can't do. So imagine what iman do you have then when you sold your soul for the cash dollars and the Saudi riyals and so forth. So therefore, we must be very, very clear on all this here. Well done to the sheikhs who are speaking against him. Ameen. And we all should make dua. Ameen. Today, Sheikh Sudais will deliver the khutbah. He also is like the big spokesperson of the government. And we know that he is the big head of the Haramain Sharifain. So he has to also just dance with the tune, you know. But he has sold out the Ummah previously also in Abdullah's time when they removed Mursi and brought Sisi. The khutbah he gave was one of the worst khutbahs ever delivered in the Haram Sharif in Makkah Mukarrama. I am here in Makupani by our brother Haji Munir's place, Numunir Moti. And mashallah, his brother Haji Nur Muhammad just returned from Hajj. So yesterday we were speaking to him and getting all the details of his Hajj trip and so forth. So Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, all our masajid. And our program yesterday was here, mashallah, in the Makupani Masjid. And we spoke about Pakistan and Afghanistan. And we had a lively Q&A. Allah Jalla Wala reward all the imams and trustees. Today our program, inshallah, here is at Fajr and after that the program. And then Jummah will be here also in Makupani. Then this afternoon we'll go to Polokwane, inshallah, Petersburg. And tonight program after Isha there in Masjid-e-Firdaus. Tonight and after Fajr tomorrow and after Zuhur tomorrow in Nilestrom. South Africa, if you go on the highways, you will see the roads are very good. But between Johannesburg and here, so remember there are about four tolls, I think, and so forth, because I was half asleep, but I think there's four tolls. But just come inside, and then you will see the legacy of the government. Bella Bella, full of potholes. Yeah, Makupani, so potties, full of potholes. You can't believe how many potholes there are. Absolute disgrace and shame. The only place you won't find holes is in their pockets to fill the money. You must remember that. Nigalomali. Nigalomali. That's the politics of the day. A shame and disgrace on the ruling party.
Yeah, well said, Ustad. I've got Gideon. He says, morning, AK, but why is it so difficult for Russia to defeat Ukraine? Or is Russia deliberately prolonging the war for any strategic reason? Gideon, Ustad.
My brother Gideon, good question. You see, Gideon, when you get your news from your brothers, the Jutlas and so forth, so they will always give you slanted news. So let me give you the real news. 4.5 million Ukrainians, they don't have electricity. Millions of them don't have running water. So Putin, he's their commander-in-chief. He's a big harami. You know what harami means, right? Just like the Jutlas in Israel, the big P. But we need one harami to sort them out. So he stands in the middle. In the right, he brought the Chechens on the Muslim army. On the left, he got the Afghan army, those who were trained by the Navy SEALs, America. He gave them thousands of dollars. Come, we need you. They love fighting America. They love fighting NATO. They love fighting Israel and all the shaitans and haramis. So he knows he can use them against all these enemies here. So obviously, it's a strategic move, because now you must remember the whole of Europe, America, all of them are entering winter. So he's going to prolong it, and therefore they say that he is going to freeze them to death. All of you, Gideon, and you Jutlas, and you Westerners, Russia is committing war crimes. Russia is an invading force. NATO says that we can hold Iran responsible. How can they be supplying kamikaze drones and so forth to Russia? So we must hold them. So just turn the argument the other way around. What about you, America, who are helping and assisting Israel, the rogue terrorist regime, for the past 70 years and more? What about you, Germany, France, Britain, helping Israel for the past 70 years and more? Are you all not accomplices in war crimes? Are you all not accomplices in the occupation of the Palestinians? Who is killing and murdering the innocent children in Palestine? The same argument that holds against Russia vis-a-vis Ukraine, the same argument holds for Israel against the Palestinians. So why do you Westerners and whiteys have double standards? Because you are a bunch of hypocrites, and therefore we support Putin. Putin, you put them properly. Let them freeze to death. We have no sympathy, no empathy for them, because they murdered our children in Iraq, 500,000, and justified it. They killed more than 1 million people in an illegal war. They murdered our people in Syria, Libya, Afghanistan. And George Galloway says, since World War II, America alone has invaded 50 countries. So what more you want? So yes, you Putin, you prolong it. Let them freeze to death. We got no sympathy for them.
Ustad, there's a sister saying that, Muftisab, what do you think? Let's hope he can win and be back to run Pakistan again. I fear for his life. May Allah protect him. Imran Khan, Ustad.
Yes, inshallah, he will be back. You know, if you know Imran, that Imran is a person that if he sets his mind on something, then he does it with his body, heart, and soul. You know, he gives everything in it. So you must remember, whether it's his political career, or whether it's the hospital, or whether it was his cricket, or whatever it was, when you read his biography and so forth. So you must remember this. Allah Ta'ala give him shifa. And I just told the brothers last night in the masjid that, you know, Allah's fazl, Allah's mercy, that he was not assassinated. Otherwise, the whole Pakistan should be on fire. That the whole Pakistan should be destroyed. So this, Allah Ta'ala gave him a new lease of life, and he will come with a bigger majority, because now the people will sympathize more with him. You see, when Allah wants to disgrace you, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ MBS, one of the richest people on earth. But see that disgrace. He can't enter half the world. He knows everywhere people will protest. Who murdered Khashoggi? You know, all this question, Jamal Khashoggi. Who's murdering the people in Yemen? And who is arresting the ulama and scholars in Saudi Arabia? So therefore, he can't face the public. You must remember that. So that is what's happening to the Pakistani regime, the imported regime. Hukumat, choro ki hukumat, the government of the people were the biggest crooks. That is the truth of Pakistan government. We need to speak the truth.
I've got a brother from London, Ustad. He says that his name is Shoaib. He says that, do you think after what happened to Mr. Imran Khan yesterday, a war is about to break out soon in Pakistan? I feel our Muslim sisters and brothers, sorry, Ustad.
No war will break out. The Pakistan army is very, very strong. If you know politics and you know Pakistan, Pakistan is 75 years old. So for more than half its life, the army was in charge. And then two other families were running the politics. So one was the Bhutto family and one was the Sharif family, Nawaz Sharif and Shahbaz Sharif are brothers. Nawaz is sitting in London and Shahbaz is the brother. He's the prime minister now. So that is the history, corruption and so forth. Just take out Ziaul Haq's the rule for a few years and Imran's rule. So the rest was just corruption and so forth and so on. So there won't be a war, but what will happen, they'll try and suppress it, but they won't be able to, because now, remember, the youth and majority of the Pakistanis are with Imran, and now more people will join Imran's party. So the Tahrik-e-Insaf, the Justice Party, and so forth. So that is what will happen. Wa makaru wa makarallah. And remember, India one side, and on the other side, Iran, on the other side, the West, and so forth. So they want to destabilize Pakistan, but inshallah, Allah's mercy will come, and Pakistan will become a formidable country once again, and Imran will become prime minister. That is our hope and that is our prayer.
I've got Christopher. He says, AK, do you know there are not only martyrs in Islam? We non-Muslims will also go to heaven one day. Christopher, Ustad.
Yes, that's what you say. But now, you see, we have a law, international law. When you make a claim, then you have to corroborate, you have to substantiate it with evidence, otherwise you can't make the claim. So when we as Muslims say that only Muslims will enter Jannah and Paradise, nobody else. So why? Because the Quran says that in so many places. Now I give you three verses. Now you, my brother Christopher, I want you to do some homework. So you're going to write down, right? Because mental notes will be difficult for you. Surah 33, verses 64, 65, I read for you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَعَنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُمْ سَعِيرًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا لَا يَجِدُونَ وَلِيًّا وَلَا نَصِيرًا. Those people who are non-Muslims and they kuffar, they rejected the articles of faith of Islam, they are sane and mature, Allah has cursed them and prepared for them the blazing fire. They will dwell and stay there in that hellfire forever, ever, eternally condemned. And no one can assist them and help them, no friends for them, no protector for them. Chapter 33, Surah Ahzab, the coalition, and verses 64-65. The idol worshippers, people who worship this idol, that idol, this deity, that deity, worship anybody, anything besides Almighty Allah. We consider them to be mushrik. People who have ascribed, associated, partners, associates, idols to Almighty Allah, Allah forbid. Chapter 4, verse 48, Almighty Allah states, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Verily, Almighty Allah will never forgive people who committed shirk and associated, ascribed somebody, something to Almighty Allah when they are sane and mature. Children, minors, they all go to paradise. Then the third one, people who have Muslim names like MBS and you see the mayor of London and so forth goes to the idols and puts a garland on them, Diwali celebration. So they all got Muslim name. But remember, Islamically, they're out of the fold of Islam. So we must be very clear on this. In Islam, no bootlicking is allowed. So we must be very clear. Therefore, we say we don't curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any government. We have to defend the truth and propagate the truth. So Almighty Allah speaks of them. They are with Muslim names, and they will read fasting, they will read prayer, pray, everything. But Quran Kareem states, they are the munafiqeen and hypocrites, chapter 4, verse 145, that in the heart they don't have the true belief, and what they're supposed to believe, they want to please everybody. Diwali comes, they will go with the Hindus. Christmas comes, then they will go with the Christians. Then New Year comes, they will go with some other religion and so forth. Because they keep on jumping just like a chameleon, you know, changing their spots and their colors. So in chapter 4, verse 145, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي تَرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Verily, the hypocrites are dispatched to the lowest layer of Jahannam. We cry, we beg, we petition Almighty Allah, Jalla wala, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika, we seek your protection, O beloved Allah, min al-kufri, from blasphemy, wa shirki, polytheism, idol worship, wa nifati, and hypocrisy. Now you have to bring a proof. If you tell me it's in the Bible, which Bible? You got so many versions of the Bible, the versions are confused, my brother. All of you Christians, just go to Ezekiel and go read the passage of the two adulterous sisters. Sheikh Ahmad Didad, rahimahullah, Allah grant him Jannat al-Firdaus, under apartheid, he took those verses, removed the numbers, presented it to the census board, and they, the census board of South Africa, which comprised two dominees and predicant and priest, they said it is pornography. And then the article went to the Sunday Tribune. You can go to the archives. I still got the article in my archives. And they said that what is the Bible pornography? So all you Christians must think of that. You ask the Jutlas that when we ask the Pope, read the Bible in the original language, by heart, by memory. So the answer came, the Pope says, Pope, there's no hope for the Pope. There's no hope for the Pope. When we ask the Jutlas, you bring your chief rabbi or any rabbi, read the Torah in the original language, by heart, by memory, you know, they shake and shake. Not one of them can do so, because there isn't. Nowhere in the world is there the original Torah. They change everything to suit their warm senses and desires. So when they cannot answer a question, they will tell you you're anti-Semite. So that is where you stand. So my brother, don't have wishful thinking. You have to search and look for the truth with sincerity.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Ustad, I've got Sister Olivia. I don't know if Ustad remembers. She was the one that asked us to send the azan for her. So she says here that, morning AKN to the Radio Ansar listeners. Did your prophet, peace be upon him, ever embrace somebody in public the way you do? Olivia, Ustad.
Our prophet, peace be upon him, my sister Olivia, that we have Marcus Sahaba, that our radio, and we have Samalkas with Radio Ansar, so it's good that on FM that so many million, thousand people can listen to them, especially like you. I told you that this program in early part of the morning, we've shifted our focus to you, the non-Muslims, because we are Muslims. We have nothing to hide. We are transparent. We have the best. We want to share it with the rest. Now, you, my sister Olivia, you are going to now make a note, right? Chapter 21. Write down, my sister, chapter 21, Surah Anbiya, regarding the prophets and the messengers, peace be upon them, verse number 107. We are ordinary people. We are sinners, non-entities, my sister Olivia. Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, chapter 21, verse 107. Almighty Allah states, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We never sent you, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe. So it is He, Allah Ta'ala's grace and mercy, and the blessing of the Master, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah sent Him with nur, with radiance and effulgence. chapter 14, verse number 1. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the Noor and the radiance of Islam. So that is what we try to do. But we are simple people. He was and is, will always be the international global messenger for all times, all places, and all circumstances. See, my sister Olivia, I give you one story. My father passed away. My mother passed away. My brothers passed away. So what we say? Late Ismail, late Ahmed, late Abdul Ghaffar. So we use this word right in English, but we will never use that word for the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam late. Why? Because the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam is ever living in our hearts. And for us, we will give our lives in the honor of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that is the true Muslim, my sister. So always study his seerah, his biography, and you will see it's a message of radiance and effulgence. And that's what we try and do with the mercy of Allah and the wasila and barakah. And that is the blessing of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, 8:30 to 9, inshallah, will be Mufti Muhammad Aku with Maulana Zahid. 11:05 South African time will be the sermon khutbah from Makkah Mukarramah, Sheikh Sudais. We will translate it from Makupani and then the dua, and then I'll go here for Jumu'ah, inshallah, al-Aziz, for the masjid and there, inshallah. But all this won't be live. The programs will continue, and then the tafsir will continue. Yesterday, we completed 29 Jews, inshallah, al-Aziz. In the next few days, we will send you from Surah Fatiha right till the end of Surah Mursalat, chapter 1 to chapter number 77. May Almighty Allah accept us for the Quran's khidmat, for the Sunnah, for the fiqh, and the all of Islam. We have the best. We want to share it with the rest. I believe by you it's raining. Day Mona Arafat, here it's warm, warm weather. And our brother Munir and his brother Noor Muhammad and their mother, MashaAllah, she's making nice, nice mehman chow for me.
SubhanAllah.
So today we're going to have nice akni, inshaAllah al-Aziz. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.